This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least 36 people killed in eastern Taiwan Friday, dozens of others injured after a packed express train derailed in a tunnel. At least 70 passengers remain trapped in carriages inside the tunnel, and about 60 of those rescued were rushed to the hospital as rescue teams continued to try to reach those trapped. Taiwanese authorities said that a construction vehicle that had slid down an embankment and landed on the tracks likely caused the accident near the eastern coastal city of Hualien. The crash is considered the worst rail disaster in at least four decades in Taiwan. The express train traveling from Taipei was carrying about 350 passengers, many tourists and people returning to their hometowns at the start of a long weekend. Myanmar's wireless broadband internet services have been shut down by order of the military. The shutdown comes as protesters continue to defy the junta. A directive from the Ministry of Transport and Communications instructed that all wireless broadband data services be temporarily suspended until further notice. Fiber-based landline connections are working at drastically reduced speeds. Human Rights Watch says the junta has forcibly disappeared hundreds of people, including politicians, election officials, journalists, activists, and protesters, and refused to confirm their location or allow access to lawyers or families. Myanmar's crisis has escalated in the past week, both in the number of protesters killed and with the military airstrikes on ethnic guerrilla forces along the border with Thailand. Read more on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.